what's Tom Brady like as a teammate?
A pleasure. He's a pleasure to play with. Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys. This is a leader. And not always timed by words, just what he does. His consistency, what it is to be a Patriot, you know, in New England. When you step out into the region, you know, there's a status, there's a love that you don't see with every other team that they have. And you know,
whoa. Yeah. You got a pilot's license?
Yeah, I got my pilot's license.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just flying around, man, enjoying that.
So you're going to get your own PJ and fly that thing around the country?
Yeah, that's the goal.
You got a plan? You got to give me your best Bill Belichick story, man. Come on. Did he ever get on you? Next up. All right, big news. We dropped our merch at Mercury, the college sports company. We have college football tees, college basketball tees, the perfect gift for anyone in your life and perfect for you. I wear them all the time, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's working out. I love the college football tee. So click on the link in the description or go to shop.teammercury.io. That's shop.teammercury.io and use my code ADAMB15 for 15% off your purchase. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase. And guys, you buying our merch supports me, supports our company, and allows me to go around and have the best guests on our podcast. So get some of the best merch you can get in college sports, college football, college basketball. We have tees for our podcast. We have hats. We have sweatshirts, everything you could possibly want. Shop.teammercury.io. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase.
Beat him.
That's pretty good. I appreciate you popping on quick, man. I'm excited to talk to you, especially, you know, being a Patriot, Auburn alum too, man. Yeah. How are you feeling about Auburn right now, man?
Man, I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, we got to win some games though.
That's it. Nah, if anybody's going to do it, you know, if he's the coach to get in and win some games.
Yeah. Have you got to know him at all?
I haven't. We haven't got a personal relationship yet. I'm going to get some more time down there this all season when I get some time.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, what's the week look like for you here? What are you doing all week?
So we got the honors tonight. Walter Payton nominee. So we have that tonight. Yeah. And just hanging out, man, enjoying it. It's my first time just being at the Super Bowl, just as a fan, you know. And not playing, so I'm enjoying it.
I want to ask you about your NFL career and your welcome to the NFL moment. I feel like everyone has one, right?
Yeah.
Where like this is big boy football now.
Yeah.
What's the moment that sticks out in your head?
Man, I wish I could say it was not into a game.
Yeah.
But you got to think I came in the league into New England.
Yeah.
They were fresh off the AFC Championship. And so you roll out there in spring training, and I mean, who else is it, you know, across from you, a quarterback and Tom Brady? And so it's
wild.
Like, here we go right there. That's your first, you know, your first reps, your first snaps, you know, across from one of the greatest quarterbacks, you know, in the game history. So I think that's my welcome to the league moment.
What's Tom Brady like as a teammate?
A pleasure. He's a pleasure to play with. Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys. This is a leader. A leader and not always timed by words, just what he does. His consistency. One of the best teammates, you know, you can ask for.
Yeah. You got to give me your best Bill Belichick story, man. Come on. Did he ever get on you? He had to, man. On the defense?
No,
come on.
Never. So I give you this. Like, I was always one of those guys. I always knew what to do and how to do it. So it was like when I made a mistake, Bill always gave me that, like, disappointed dad. Like, more than anything, it was like, come on, John. Like, what are we doing? It was more of that. So I always got that from Bill. Not so much yelling. It was always that.
Yeah.
I know you know what to do. It was very disappointing. Yeah. Disappointing dad talk.
What's been your favorite moment as a Patriot so far?
Man, it's winning. Winning is a big part of it. But just what it is to be a Patriot, you know, in New England. When you step out into the region, you know, there's a status, there's a love that you don't see with every other team that they have. And with New England, it being, you know, a region and encompass, you know, so much, being a Patriot and representing that entire region, it means a lot.
Man, it's got to be crazy to get drafted out of college, right, and to go to the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, like when you got that phone call and, you know, it's like the best organization in sports.
Yeah.
There's such a high standard there. And then I talked to a lot. I have a lot of buddies. I mean, I'm sure you do too, who go to bad organizations.
Yeah.
Like, things don't work out. It's like don't have good leadership. I mean, that had to be such a cool feeling to get the call from the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, see, I was undrafted.
That's right. The
beauty of it was,
you could
know,
pick where you're going,
I could
right?
pick where
yeah,
I wanted to
right.
go.
Yeah.
And so I got to talk to Coach Belichick right after the draft.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, you come here, we'll give you an opportunity. He didn't make any promises. He just said, you're going to get an opportunity. I think that's what the Patriot way was just whether you're a first-round draft pick, undrafted guy, he was going to put the best guys out there. And no matter where you came in, what was your story, you had an opportunity.
Yeah.
And so just going to an organization like that, you can't beat it.
What can we expect from the Patriots in 2024?
Improvement. I think that's the first step. Start there with improvement. You know, we can't set our standards on excellent until we start with improvement. So I think it's just going to come in day after day and get better and improve.
Love it. Let's end with a few rapid-fire questions, right?
For sure.
Most famous contact in your phone?
Man, I always get that. I play with some great players. Outside of football, though, I don't know, man. A couple of rappers, maybe, you know, same being from Georgia.
Okay.
Like, yeah, right. Maybe a couple of rappers. Yeah.
I love it. What are you looking forward to most in
2024? Flying around, continuing to fly. You know, got my pilot's license, so continuing to fly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You got a pilot's license?
Yeah, I got my pilot's
license.
Oh, I
didn't know that.
Yeah, so just flying around, man, enjoying that.
So you're going to get your own PJ and fly that thing around the country?
Yeah, that's the goal.
You got a plane?
Yeah, that's on order. So I got a Sirius. So waiting on the J7.
How'd that come to be? How'd you decide to get a pilot's license?
I do a little bit of everything. And so
it was you do it all.
A little bit of everything. So it was just kind of that combination between, like, the intelligence of learning to fly. I love that aspect with the hand-eye coordination of actually landing, taking off. So it's kind of that middle ground.
That's awesome, bro. That's sweet. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Dinner with anyone in the world. I don't know if I feel stereotypical, but, like, I don't know. Probably like Jay-Z or somebody I grew up to, Lil Wayne, something like that.
Yeah. Best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received, accountability. Accountability. Take accountability for your actions.
Yeah. And then lastly, over or under 6 months for Kelce and Taylor Swift to get engaged?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think over. I think he's going to take his time.
Really? Oh, yeah. I'm on the under. I'm hammering
you
the
ready
under.
To go? Yeah. I think he's going to take his time. You know, let the season die down and enjoy their relationship.
Yeah, I love it, man. Appreciate you coming on, bro. Congrats on all the success. It's been
appreciate
fun following
you,
man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it,
bro.
Man, that ring is
something. It's crazy.
I never wear. Show the camera the ring.
I never wear.
Let's get a picture.
For sure.